It's the 23rd of June, and this is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute reporting on the session we held courtesy of the Birmingham Primary Care Trust, the Heart of Birmingham Primary Care Trust, earlier on this week, where we were looking specifically at the impact of the proposed NHS reforms on GP commissioning and what should be done to help them get their act together for the extremely onerous responsibility of commissioning our healthcare, which they will undertake following the legislation. Three quick points. One, of course, the legislation is changing, and it won't now just be GPs. There will be far a wider range of voices that are involved. But our conclusion is that it is still going to be very substantially led by GPs. So the focus is rightly on equipping them with the necessary skills. Second point is they do acknowledge and they understand in great measure how much help they will need, not just from the staff of the primary care trusts as the clusters of trusts are gradually wound down. We heard a local general practitioner from Birmingham, Dr. Arman, explain to the group their thinking, and it was very refreshing, if you like, to hear a new perspective. They know that they will have to involve not just the patients that they see from week to week, but all those patients that they very seldom see, and indeed the rest of the population of a given area. Now, the third point is, when should all this activity take place? Because the bill isn't yet through Parliament, and one can argue that there are yet more changes that occur. And our conclusion, representing about 35 of us in the room, our conclusion, I think, was that there is no time to be lost, because the responsibilities that the new clinical commissioning groups will take on do involve a range of skills and approaches which public involvement staff have been familiar with for many, many years, but which are new to many of those professionals who will now have a leading role. And I think we need to start soon to acquaint them with what their options are, so that these clinical commissioning groups can start making the connections and building the relationships with all those pressure groups and patient groups in an area, so that a better dialogue can be established in future. Now, I'm sure this is a subject we will return to time and again, and so it's Rhian Jones from the Consultation Institute with our latest thoughts on it, and I'm sure we will come back to it in future occasions.